Yeah, this has been a long time since I've done this, so. Are we all ready?
We're ready, buddy.
We'll start our meeting with the Lord's Prayer and followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Thank you. First, let me find my agenda.
I've been sitting in my chair.
Not me.
Mr. Baker, help me along, please. Approval of the agenda.
We have a couple of changes recommended for the agenda. First, under Mr. Hicken, number 2, Delaware State Police Hangar Lease Agreement. We'd like to place that on the agenda at a later date. It's not quite ready. And then under myself, request for time extension, conditional use 1540 James R. Gibson. We'd like to defer on that till possibly next week. And then under grant request, the third item, Sussex Child Health Promotion Coalition. We received a request from the grant requester that to defer on that because they would like to be here next week to explain it.
And under your area heading, you said number 2?
Number 2. And then number 3 under grant request. He's talking about the agenda, right? And number 2 under Mr. Hicken.
Okay, so there's 3 items?
Yes.
We have a motion to amend the agenda.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
So move you.
Second.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, we'll just get a consensus vote here. Okay, do we have to go down to approval of the minutes, May 12th?
Yes.
Are you going to
vote
on the motion to approve the agenda as amended? I think there was a motion and a second, but no vote on it.
Okay, well, we did do a consensus vote, I thought. Mm-hmm. We did do a consensus vote.
Okay.
Okay, the approval of the minutes, May 12th. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of May 12th?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Second? Anybody second? Sam, second?
I'll second.
Mike,
I think
second?
Sam's got a question.
All right. Got a motion and a second? All in favor say aye.
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 Minutes approved, May 12th. Reading of correspondence. Jim, do we have any?
I have a couple of items. A thank you card from Joe Conaway saying he appreciated your comments as part of the recent roast of him,
Scat.
I guess. Scat. Appreciate you not going any further. I wasn't there. It must have been fun. And a letter from Delaware Envirothon. Thanking council for a donation to their event that was sponsored by the Delaware Association of Conservation Districts and saying they were able to raise over $25,000 this past year as part of their program, and they've sent a certificate of appreciation. A letter from Downs Insurance Associates, Gary Downs, basically saying that he attended the prayer breakfast and wanted to let you know the function was well worth the time spent, and he appreciates your support of the event. A letter from Bud and Barbara Bullock to Heather Sheridan. Said we would like to share appreciation and praise for the effort and concern that Bob Fisher provided us over this past weekend when our wastewater system pipe erupted. And they found that situation on returning from Florida and appreciated Bob's efforts in helping them resolve it. Letter from Delaware Hospice, Peggy Dalby, Assistant Director of Development, thanking council for a gift in support of the 2009 Delaware Hospice 5K Run and Family Fun Walk. And that's all the correspondence, unless somebody wants to pass something down.
Anybody else from the council have anything in this week?
No.
All right. Next item will be Mr. Hicken. You've got one item left.
Good afternoon. Just one item. This is change order number one for our perimeter fence phase two project. And just to keep our fence project straight, this is the one that closes in about 3,000 feet worth of gaps that we left with the first phase in places like wetlands and wooded areas that are no longer wooded. We awarded the contract last June to Able Fence LLC. At the time, we had used Davis-Bacon wage rates as required by the FAA. Since that time, the Delaware Department of Labor has come to us and told us we should also be using state wage rates, or the higher of the two, which come to find out is the state wage rates, which are actually about double Davis-Bacon rates. So this just accounts for the difference in the two wage rates. The original bid was $85,563. This adds another $3,672. This is a grant project. The FAA is going to fund 95% of it, hopefully in our overrun, 15%. So our 2.5% share will actually be about $92, assuming that we get that money.
How much?
$92.
Oh, who came to you? Who came to you and told this?
The Department of Labor. It was actually on our Crosswind Runway project. They came out and inspected our bulletin boards and whatever they do, and decided that we hadn't applied wage rates to that project, and there's a change order coming for that as well.
You knew who the individual was?
I don't. It was last fall.
Okay.
But we've gone around and around with the Department of Labor, whether they apply and which rates apply. We kind of thought the highway rates applied, but they told us it was actually the heavy construction, which doesn't make sense to us because, you know, they're putting in fence posts. But that was the ruling we got from the Department of Labor. Just as an example, the laborer rates for Davis-Bacon are $15.50. The state rates for a laborer is $34.
And if we had not chose to take that route, what would they have done?
Which route?
Yeah.
To raise the wages.
Well, we do have some options. You know, one is not to take state money.
Yeah.
The state's share right now is $2,140. We could just not take that, but then we're responsible for that $2,100.
How much did the state give us?
$2,139.
Well, with that difference of wages, we could tell them take and keep it.
Well, and then we have to pay that as opposed to what we think we're going to do, which is $92 that we'll have to pay.
I know, but it's all taxpayers' money. You
know. Right.
State or county.
Well, what I expect to happen is the FAA will give us an amendment to our grant, which they'll pay 95% out of their airport improvement program funding. And we'll pay 2.5%, and the state will pay 2.5%. So our additional cost, what I think is going to happen, is $92. The state will pay an additional $92. And, you know, like I said, the FAA picks up the rest. So this is probably our cheapest option.
By taking this wage increase, how much more is it going to cost? How much does it cost the taxpayers overall?
$3,600.
$3,600?
$3,600.
Well, no, 100%
of the contract. $92 for the county and $92 for the state.
So that goes to $2,400. 12 and 24, these are still $200.
The federal
government will pay the
95%. Dave figured out he was an accountant when he got started years ago.
Anyway,
the federal
95% of it will come.
$3,488, and then $92 for the state, $92 for the county.
And the $3,000 actually comes out of the taxes from aviation fuel and passenger tickets and that type of thing that are specifically for these types of projects.
I don't have a problem with that on that end, but it's the other end.
Right.
Are you done, Mr. you still got questions? Or we?
If you're in a hurry, George, I'll quit.
No, I'm just wondering if you've gotten enough of an explanation.
I think this is our cheapest option, and it actually does cost the taxpayers that aren't using the airport the least amount of money.
Do you have a motion, sir?
Yes, I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the change order number one for Sussex County Project 08-02, perimeter fencing phase two, be approved, which increases the contract amount by $3,672.01, for a new total of $89,235.51.
Motion, please?
Yes, I'll put that motion on the floor.
Mrs. Deaver?
Second.
Second, Mike. All right, vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sam?
No.
Cole, yes.
Good job.
Motion pass.
Thank you.
Now we have Mr. Brad Hawks.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Vice President and members of council.
You can call me President today if you'd like.
Okay.
If you're more comfortable with that.
You could call me President too if you'd like.
The project Prince George's Acres was a sanitary sewer project that we have done recently. We have completed the project and we're closing the work items out, which includes some credits and so forth that we dealt with through the course of the project, primarily at the end when we were dealing with the restoration. What we encountered was hot mix paving and subsoil conditions that were some slightly different in areas than what we anticipated, so we negotiated with the contractor to what we felt was an improvement for the project and actually turned out to be a better project overall and a credit change order to the project in the end. So it was somewhat of a win-win situation, and we did not have wage rates on this project. And I agree with Jim, it is complicated because we have all these different sources of funding, and to discern which wages you're supposed to use on which contracts can easily get twisted around. What I'll have is three change orders. I actually have one motion that's going to cover all three because they're interrelated. Change order one, and I understand you have this in your packet as of last Thursday. Change order one was dealing with the asphalt index, and that is a process where we enter into an agreement during the course of the bid that if the price of asphalt goes up or the price of asphalt goes down, we then will adjust our pricing according to scenario that's beyond the contractor's control. So it's kind of a fair and, you know, an equity issue where the contractor doesn't have to share in all the burden. In this case, it turned out to be a fairly considerable credit for the project. The change order number two was some of the field conditions that were adjusted. Some work actually deleted, some work items deleted from the contract. And change order number two is a decrease to the contract. Change order number three deals with the balancing of all the quantities, the amount of pipe we use, the amount of stone we use, dirt, asphalt, all the items throughout the entire project. It is an increase to the project, which as you review the three of those change orders together, I have a motion for a net, which would be a decrease to the actual contract amount settled with the contractor Teal Construction from Dover, Delaware. And they have reviewed these work items with us, and we have signed agreements from them agreeing to the contract reduction.
Any questions? Do you have a motion?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change orders 1, 2, and 3 for Sussex County Contract 07-07, Prince George's Acres Phase 2, with Teal Construction, Inc., be approved, which decreases the contract amount of $5,029.78 for a new contract amount of $361,569.90, and also increases the contract time up by 47 days, contingent upon receipt of approval from the funding agency.
Anybody want to make a motion?
So move you.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Call for the vote. Mr.
Yes.
Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole, yes. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you very much.
Glenn, come on down. God, we're moving along so fast. refreshing to see efficiency in the leadership.
Thank you. We have a slight change in our plan for solar electricity. With me again is Bobby Schoonover, who is heading that project for us at the Laurel Station. I'll let Bobby explain the changes. You all should have received in your packets a piece of paper that looks like this. If somebody needs one, I have extras. But
I got one
here. You okay? Here. Right there.
And I'll be working off the sheet that says changes reference solar electric. First, let me update you just a little, real briefly, where the project stands. The site work is well underway. They were putting walls up today on the building, so we're well underway over there in Laurel, so it's going well. I was here in March and gave you a presentation on all the green initiatives, and when we went back to get the three quotes, we found out May 1st the state changed their reimbursement rate on the solar electric from 50% down to 25%. And basically what happens is when you pay your electric bill, there's a surcharge on there that everybody contributes into a fund, and they've had a demand that exceeded the fund, so they had to cut back the reimbursement. So that's why we're here today. Our original estimate for the total cost for the solar electric panels was $51,000. Our revised cost after we got the three written quotes was $49,995. The state energy grant, our original estimate was $25,500. So our revised cost to get it down to the 25% reimbursement for the state under the energy grant is $12,499. And then we are eligible for the 40% paramedic grant. So that's going to take $14,998 off of that. So we net out it costing $22,497. And that's $7,197 more than I told you back in March. So that's why we're here. And that's basically related to the state cutting it from 50% to 25%, if you follow me there. Now, what I did not spend a lot of time on when I was here in March was we will generate actually more electric than we will use in those solar panels at times. So we can send that back to the power company, and then we get credits for it. So what that's going to help is us to be able to pay it back sooner because we'll have less of an electric bill. So I put that's why you're seeing that my original estimate of average yearly savings of $1,500, that's now $3,000 because of this what they call SREX. And it gives us a quicker payback, too. And then in addition, we're going to reduce the carbon dioxide gases and really, this is going to be the solar electric panels is what the public's going to see when they ride by there for your green stuff. So it's another just a public perception, but we're also saving the environment and saving some money. And
we're going to have Sam's more. Feeling better about all this right now.
Yeah,
feels good, doesn't it?
I don't think it had effects. I think you're just quoting what someone else has told you. I don't think you've proven it. United States Senator talking this week. This is a waste of money on people, as you can get this green mess is just about as big a mess as we can get into. It's cost us literally millions of dollars. And I think here, this payback, you're talking back here about payback. How much maintenance are we going to have on these things in 10 years from now? I've sit here and figured this out.
Let him answer that question.
Okay, go ahead.
They're fully warranted for 5 years. Mm-hmm. 100%
Well, warranty. 5 years, we'll never get that thing paid back.
Well, it's a 7.5-year payback, and they don't anticipate there to be much to do to them.
Well, you anticipate a lot of things, but I've bought things, and they say, oh, it lasts forever, lifetime. And then you go talk to them about lifetime. They say, well, that's only an expectation of how long it's going to last. It doesn't mean lifetime, like 20, 30 years. I'd doubt if we get away with any maintenance. There's no way we'll make any money on this thing. Now, I think it's going to cost us money. And I really think the state of Delaware's reneged on us, and I don't appreciate that. They think they sucked us in to buying this thing, and now they're going to jump off half what they promised us.
Yeah.
And then they say, well, Sussex County, that's okay. You go ahead and pay for it. We suck you into it anyhow.
Well, first thing, number one thing is we don't have to do it. The number two thing is it's a self-supporting fund. The state's not putting money into it. As everybody pays their electric bill, it goes into the fund, and then money is drawn off of it. And when the demand of the fund is too much, they have to drop the percentage. So people are buying these solar panels, and it's working. I know Mr. Griffith has them and it's working. We've got another paramedic that works for us that put them in and it's working. He's being able to sell it back. He has no electric bill, so.
Yes, I do.
Are you making money on it?
Well, I put mine in when it was a 50% reimbursement, which was half the cost of the system, and then you get a federal tax credit. I guess my actual electric bill right now is running about $7 a month, and then the first 5 months I get back $500, and they say I'll get about $1,000 a year back out of it for the excess energy that I send to Delmarva Power.
So if the federal government would give us some money, and the state would help pay for this thing, then we probably might be a good deal. Well, but if we're going to carry the full load, where is the deal?
Well, how much, Jim, how much did it originally cost this, your system?
$61,000. State paid half of that.
So it was 30-some thousand was out of your...
I got the federal credit and then
Get
some continuing federal credit.
Right.
So in the end, it was roughly about a third of the cost of the system.
So you got about $20,000 in it. Mm-hmm. And you're saving how much money a month?
Well, I guess before we did it, our bill in the summer ran, in the coldest part of winter, ran $250, $300 a month. Yep. I mean,
and you're down to $7.
Saving $3,000 a year.
Probably, and they estimated a seven-year payback, and that's about what it's going to be.
7.3 is just 21.
And of course,
That's about where we're at.
The electric rates keep going up in the future, so
right.
That's also...
It'll get better, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that's with this big discount. Now, we're coming full load here. See, it's a different story here.
Right. But anyway, let's see. Does anybody else have any other questions? We've heard from Sam again on this issue. Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it.
Are
anybody
you listening,
else?
George?
Huh?
Are you listening?
I am listening to you, Sam. Is there anybody else on the council who would like to... I see there's nobody else wanting to participate. Do you have a motion, gentlemen?
Yeah, the motion would be that the Sussex County Council approve the expenditure of... $49,995 less the rebates for the installation of solar electric system at the Laurel Paramedic Station.
I'll put that motion on.
Now, wait a minute.
Question?
Second. That's right. We just have a second.
Go ahead. Questions?
Now you said $49,000. That's almost $50,000.
The bid is $49,995.
All right. Then we're back here to Jim, who invested how much? $20,000. So we're looking at 2.5 times what Jim put in his.
No, that's the
total amount of the project.
And we'll get the discounts.
That's less if you can follow the sheet. If you,
I think Jim,
the discounts are listed
I didn't
below.
Get the 40% paramedic grant.
The cost of the county is $22,497.
But you got the federal grant, which
still
we can't.
So.
You better get do what you have to do before they change their mind on that.
Right. All right.
The cost to the county would be $22,497 with a reduced.
Well, Sam, let's look at it this way. We've got a lot of buildings in this county. We've got a lot of the future, you know, is looking a little bleak with energy costs. So let's try this and see how it works. We'll give an experiment, try a couple of our facilities. And as we go into it further, we'll learn. It's
right,
a learning curve.
Idea,
so I would say let's take a vote. Mrs. Deaver has made a motion. Anybody second the motion?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Let's have a vote. How about Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole? Yes. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You
Hurry
are
up.
Welcome.
Make sure we get that paramedic money.
We're working on it. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is a public hearing, and this is... Is this Mrs. Webb?
Yes.
Would you please then carry on with this?
We will open the public hearing in this matter with an explanation of the purpose of the hearing by Susan Webb, the Director of Finance. And then if councilmen have any questions of Susan, maybe you can answer those and then we'll open it up to the floor.
Okay. Thank you. This is a public hearing for an ordinance to authorize the issuance of up to $500,000 of general obligation bonds for the Prince George's Acres of the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. This project is to serve the unserved portion of the Prince George's Acres subdivision within the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. It will serve 28 existing homes. This project was funded by a USDA grant and a USDA loan, with the terms being 4.25% for the loan for 40 years. We've already set the rate for the sewer district a couple weeks ago and had the public hearing on this, and as you can see, the contract's wrapping up, so I'm going to close the bonds on funding the sewer project.
Any questions by members of council? Okay. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning an ordinance to authorize the issuance of up to $500,000 in general obligation bonds to construct and equip the Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District? If anyone here wishes to be heard, please make yourself known. Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will close the public hearing. Do you have a resolution as well?
Yeah, I have a resolution as well.
Ordinance,
but this is an ordinance.
Okay.
But I have a resolution following the ordinance.
Do I have a copy of that?
I just lost it. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council authorize the issuance of up to $500,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Prince George's Acres expansion of the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District.
Like a motion to adopt the ordinance?
So move you.
Second.
Got a motion second. Any questions? Mm-hmm. Council? Call for a vote.
Yes.
Mr. Bieber?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole? Yes. Motion passed. And now we have a resolution.
I have a resolution. This is a requirement of the Rural Development Agency. They require a resolution for the debt, if I may read that.
Yes, please.
Be it resolved that the Sussex County Council authorize and provide for the incurrence of indebtedness for the purpose of providing portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, enlarging, improving, and or extending its sewer in Dagsburg-Frankfort Extension, Prince George's Acres facility to serve an area lawfully within its jurisdiction for Sussex County Council for $500,000.
Motion to adopt the resolution?
Yes, I'll move that.
Second?
Second.
My motion is second. Any questions from council? Call for a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Webb. Very good job. Another public hearing? Yes.
Could I mention one thing on this topic? The county's bond attorney is here, and she's not here very often. Emily Nunn actually does a lot of this work for us.
Well, thank you for acknowledging.
Closes our bonds and...
Would you like to come up and say a few words? Come on.
I'm going to wait until the next public hearing.
Never met her. I'm very happy she's here.
Come on down.
Good afternoon. I'm Emily Ninen. I'm a partner at Ballard Spahr Andrews & Ingersoll. We're a national firm, and we have a national public finance practice, and we have an office in Wilmington, Delaware, where I'm situated. So I've had the honor of working with Sussex County for many years, even while I was at my former firm. So I'm happy to answer any questions. I'm sure I'll be back when we talk about Blue Hen. So.
Any questions, gentlemen? Lady? Well, thank you. Nice seeing you. And now we're at the public hearing for the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District, the Curtis Annexation. Mr. Would you like to run this public hearing?
This is a public hearing to expand the Dagsburg-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. It's called the Custis Annexation.
Custis.
And Mr. Davis, will you be speaking to that? We'll have a presentation by engineering staff, and then we'll open it up to a public hearing, or up to the public.
Council members, good afternoon. I'm Rob Davis from the Utility Planning Division. This afternoon, we're going to consider, ask you to consider annexing a single parcel into the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. John Ashman, the Director of Utility Planning, came to the County Council on April 28th to request permission for the Engineering Department to prepare and post public hearing notices for the expansion. The expansion includes one parcel that is known as the Custis Parcel. It is located on the northeasterly side of, this is Honolulu Road in the Frankfort area, and the parcel is located on the northeasterly side. The parcel adjoins the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District. We posted the parcel on May 11th, 2009 for the public hearing. The Engineering Department has been working with Dawn Hudson of the Constable's Office on this annexation. The existing home was destroyed by fire, and a newer mobile home has been placed on the lot. The on-site septic system was located on an adjacent property, and the Department of Natural Resources will not allow the new residents to be connected to the old system. The expansion will consist of a single parcel of approximately 0.50 acres. The parcel will be responsible for paying systems connection charges of $5,828, which are the current rates that became effective July 1, 2008 to June 30th, 2009. We've received several phone calls after the notices were posted. People had questions, but we have not received any opposition. The calls were mainly in support or just questions. Any questions?
Council, any questions?
You said that the septic was on another lot?
As far as we know, yes.
Yeah, okay. Is that the main reason then for this?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have to have some
okay.
kind of a system in there within.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The parcel has been served and they're adjoining the district. And
gotcha.
Connecting would be good.
Thank you. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard on this proposal to add the Custis property to the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District? Let the record show that no one asks to be identified or to speak in regard to this matter. We will close the public hearing. We have a resolution, the title of which is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District to include a parcel of land along County Road 356 Honolulu Road east of the town of Frankfort, being in Dagsboro 100 Sussex County, Delaware. And approving this resolution would allow this property to be added to the district.
Motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Motion is second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson, second. Mr. Vincent. Call for a vote. Any questions? Vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion passed. Thank you. Thank you very much, Rob. Next, we have another public hearing. Now, it's scheduled at 3:45. Do we have to wait? Mr. Attorney, we should. Let's then move on to David Baker. Let's hear something about farmland preservation program.
Okay. I would like to defer on that item until we have a guest coming who is not here.
Yes, she is.
Not her, not the one in the rear, huh?
No, we have, okay. We have okay. another guest coming.
Another guest, okay.
The Voluntary Agriculture is scheduled to be here
okay.
in a few minutes through this. But we could discuss the possible introduction of an ordinance regarding sheriff fees, if you'd like.
That'd be fine.
At a previous meeting, the county sheriff, Eric Swanson, requested your consideration for an ordinance revision to amend the sheriff fee structure. And you have, I think you have a copy of that ordinance at your place.
Anyone want a copy?
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And there was some concern at that meeting regarding one of the items, which pertained to an increase in the cap fee for sale of real estate. And currently, there is a charge of 4% with a $10,000 maximum on the sale of real estate. by the sheriff. This would cover foreclosures and whatnot. There was concern represented at the council meeting, and since then, the county sheriff has indicated that he would be in favor of dropping that change where that cap was would increase from 10,000 to 15,000. So the other parts of the ordinance are actually, they don't have a drastic impact in terms of the fees. However, one of the items would increase fees, which would result in about a $4,200 increase in income for the county in a year regarding certain summons that require extra work, more than where they have trouble locating people. This would provide an additional fee. We go from $30 to $40, and for replevins, from $30 to $50. That part remains in the ordinance that the sheriff has recommended. And then to increase the fee for goods and chattels from 3% to 4%, and the estimated impact per the sheriff's office of this change would only mean about a $1,000 increase in revenue per year from that change. Also, there is a recommendation increase the fee for certified letters from $5 to $7.50, basically to cover our cost for certified mail. And then there is a recommendation to increase the deposit for setting up sheriff sales from $500 to $1,000, and whatever money was not used would be reimbursed to the requester on that. But a number of the sales we incur a cost greater than $500, and we end up, this would simplify our accounting, the sheriff department accounting. So what the sheriff has recommended, and I know Mr. Walls is here today, is to drop what is listed as section 19, which would, out of the proposed change in the ordinance, and if you were inclined to introduce it without that, then that's what he's suggesting.
I'll introduce it.
Was it already introduced?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
It hasn't been
deferred on it.
I think it was Mr. Swanson came. There was some discussion, and it was put off.
Okay.
In respect to item 19, where it says that shall be not less than, it says now 300, would that go to 500? Is it just, would that stay in and it shall not exceed, would remain at 10,000? Is that correct?
It
mm-hmm.
was.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it still staying at 300 and 10,000?
Right. We would basically not include those two changes.
Mm-hmm.
So it would stay at 300 and?
It would stay at 300 and then shall not exceed 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Minimum, max. Mm-hmm.
There would be no change.
Mm-hmm. Jim, is there any need to rewrite it, and is that a substantial change, and bring it back in a written form to let us all look at?
Well, that would be the ideal situation. If
why don't we rewrite it and take that section out? Is that?
I'll make a motion to defer.
Oh.
Mr. Guy said he could make that change right now if he'd like.
Yeah.
Let that be done, and then after Mr. Guy gets it done, bring it back and then introduce it. That way it's in proper form when it's introduced.
All right, yeah. Mr. Guy, would you please do that?
Mm-hmm.
So we will come back to that item.
Okay.
All right, now then it is still not 3:45.
Huh.
Do you have anything about your administrator's report?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that.
First item pertains to a public hearing and workshop by the Delaware Department of Transportation on Monday, June 8th at 10 a.m. at the DelDOT Administration Building in Georgetown. A public hearing will be held regarding the realignment proposed for a portion of Bethesda Road and Avenue of Honor near Millsboro. Also on Monday, June 8th, a separate public workshop will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Millsboro Fire Company regarding improvements to Iron Branch Road and State Street in Millsboro. Attached are copies of the notices. The second item is Delaware State Police report for April. A copy is attached. during April, the Delaware State Police in Sussex handled 3,625 complaints, made 4,027 traffic arrests, and 1,488 criminal arrests. Third item is pertaining to the Deltek airframe maintenance technology programs. We were pleased to hear that last week the Delaware Technical Community College airframe maintenance technology program was approved by the Federal Aviation Administration. Classes at the facility at the county airport will begin on June 8th, Monday. Approval was received to start with 24 students. Students have begun taking courses at the main Georgetown campus in English, math, and other general topics. Classes will begin at the airport on more technical topics on Monday. Four certified mechanic instructors will teach the program, which is a two-year program. We wish to congratulate Deltek and their staff, especially Mr. Barry Weiss, for achieving this accomplishment. Please contact Mr. Weiss at 855-2309 with any questions you may have. And then the next item is an update regarding the addressing. The county's addressing department has moved to the second floor of the West Complex. The move of this office from the county administration building here to the West Complex will enable the Clerk of Peace office to move out of rented office space. We wish to thank the addressing department for their cooperation. The department is still available at the same number, 855-1176. Last item, beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to the Meadows at Byard Agreement 580 on May 29th. Developer of the Meadows is Byard LLC. Project is located on Byard Road in the Byard Planning Area, consisting of a 10-lot subdivision.
Now, that's not hooked up to anything, correct? That's just a dry sewer system? Nothing out there.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that report, Mr. Baker. And now I believe it is 3:45, and it's time for a public hearing. Is